This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host and Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Mark.
Hey there, Dave.
Our guest is Lisa Mattiello, the founder of Pronzi Catering and Events of Providence and Newport, recently named Small Business Person of the Year in Rhode Island for 2014. Welcome.
Thank you.
To start, let's get a sense of your business. What's the company's size, roughly, how many employees, and the general nature of your business?
Well, roughly we have around 125 employees. We do a lot of corporate, social, weddings. It really depends. We're full service, so we can do tenting.
And by the way, thanks for coming in.
Oh,
because
thanks
this must
for having
be,
me.
Must be a busy time of year for
it. It's extremely busy. Lots of events this weekend being the holiday and a lot going on socially, graduations, weddings. It's a wonderful time of year.
So I would guess that you have a variety of employees, everything from a specialty to maybe truck drivers.
Yes, we have from our executive chefs to our full-service wait staff to bartenders to garmagers and drivers. My son is director of operation. My daughter's director of marketing, so they have their whole teams. I have one in culinary. He's in the kitchen. So my husband's CFO. So it's kind of, you know, everyone has their own little group that they handle, and it's a nice collaborative company with everyone, you know, doing their own part in this share to have a wonderful end result.
Now, you just opened a new facility, a new headquarters,
yes,
is that right?
So absolutely.
Does that expand how much you can do? Does that make your business bigger?
Absolutely. We've been trending probably on a 20% growth every year, but now we're going to blow the doors right off. It's been crazy. In our old facility, our line was 15 feet. In our new facility, our line's 45 feet. I mean,
So that means you can triple your business? Is that how that works?
Yeah,
or is it more than that?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, to keep trending on that 25, 30% growth just so that it stays manageable and we can keep up the caliber and satisfaction of our customers. I think sometimes when you grow too fast, then there's too many bumps in the road, but we're definitely set up for potential tripling or quadrupling within the next 3 to 5 years.
Now, did you do well through the recession?
Oh, absolutely. We were up probably anywhere between 12 and 18%. Wow. We had to kind of, you know, regroup a little bit with our staffing and probably the way that we bought and the way things were executed. But at the end of the day, we were able to keep our head above water, and we saw like a decline. Like, we have a lot of pharmaceuticals for our clients. Their budgets went to zero. Corporate, whether they had it or not, they weren't able to spend. Even for like holiday parties, they were donating instead of having big lavish events. So that kind of hurt a little bit. But other more family events, I think people really got a sense of family during that time. And it was nice.
Are you getting any new categories of clients beyond the traditional catering clients, you know, of weddings and graduations and corporate events?
Yeah, it seems like that our client base definitely is increasing. We have a lot of really big corporate clients that I think they're having confidence in Pronzi that we can do everything for them, putting up, you know, a podium, putting up music for a DJ, microphones, staging, tents, tables, chairs, lighting, as well as the food and the beverage. You need to have bars and liquor and things like that. We have all the insurances and everything to be able to be fully insured, fully licensed to do all those aspects of the event.
Now, if you're doing so much business, obviously you're buying a lot of food. Is the local food infrastructure, have you seen a change in the last decade?
Oh, absolutely. We really pride ourselves on being green certified caterer, farm fresh local. I mean, I have children of my own. I like to give back to the community, making sure that we recycle and buying, you know, helping out the small businesses, even like the Granola Project. It's a local-based Providence business. It's really wonderful, and their product is fantastic. So I started as a small business, and I like to, you know, contribute back to the other small businesses in the community.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Pronzi Catering and Events founder Lisa Mattiello. Lisa, continuing with the thought of the farm-to-table movement, are you seeing your menus change much?
Oh, yes, 100%. With the internet and all the brides and the clients being extremely educated, being able to go out there, they'll send us photographs. They would like it to look like this. They're saying, you know, the new and cutting-edge food items, we like to incorporate that. there's a lot of increase on vegetarian, vegans, gluten-free, celiacs. So we try to get with everyone's dietary restrictions and making sure that it isn't the year when it was, you know, tofu that was vegetarian. Those days are gone. So it's more of the really farm to table. We have growers of local farms. If I'll need things like squash flowers or certain herbs, they'll grow for us, making sure that we can, you know, service our client on exactly what they're thinking.
One of the things that a lot of small businesses do when they talk to us is they talk about the regulatory environment in the state and the, you know, the cost of doing business, the regulations, you know, that hinder their business. How do you find it in your line of work?
Well, definitely things like the recycling bills have gone up. We just had to get 3 dumpsters now as opposed to 1 that we used to have years ago. So we have, you know, a cardboard one, a can and plastic one, and then the regular traditional garbage. And I mean, I don't want to fill up the landfill, so we really try to put our part in there to recycle. I mean, when there's excess of food, we try to give to, you know, the local food banks and, you know, to really people in need. We have lots of different outlets that will have food come back, or will buy too much, or will donate it, or feed, you know, homeless people or whatever, wherever we can help.
You don't feel like there's anything holding you back from, you know, the success and the growth of your business?
No, I mean, it's a cost that Pronzi just has to, you know, absorb. There's really nothing you can kind of do about it, but do the best you can.
You've expanded to Newport, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We have an office and a showroom there as well, but our main commissary is in Providence.
Why in Newport? Is it, it's obviously a tourist area, but what can you do down there that you don't need to do from out of Providence?
Well, it's basically for convenience for the client. We have a lot of out-of-state brides that are getting married in that South County area. So for convenience for them, we'll just take a trip down, unlock our doors, and have a consultation down there as opposed to in Providence.
Off the top of your head, could you give an example or two of some of the more extreme client requests you've gotten?
Well, sometimes the new rage these days are almost like the cocktail reception, and they're wanting food that are more out of the box in different vessels and with really kind of state-of-the-art food and displays of food.
What is the decision-making process? I mean, it's a very interesting combination of management and family there. When you have business priorities, how do you get together and list them?
Well, basically, the client comes first, so I'm their first touch. So we'll figure out what their needs are and go through a thorough menu, rentals, decor needs, and then things get filtered out to the operations to see what tent needs to go up and what tables and chairs need to be staged. The office girls work on floor plans. You know, my team's really wonderful, so everyone kind of works together. So girls in the office doing floor plans, revisions, always answering questions. They get updated constantly, the contracts, down to, you know, my husband that deposits the check in the bank to make sure that all the bills are paid and all our vendors are paid and the clients are paid. And then at the end, our marketing department sending thank you notes and making sure that the client is satisfied above and beyond.
Finally, when your family gets together privately, is there much shop talk?
Sometimes, but I try to put a kibosh on that, saying we're not at work. I prefer not to discuss that. And their thing is, you're so busy during the day, we don't have time to grab you. Just answer this question. But we thank God we work together, because we wouldn't have much time at home.
Okay. Pronzi Catering and Events founder Lisa Mattiello has been the guest on The Bottom Line. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And thanks also to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.